Scientists have used nanotechnology to develop an artificial skin which could eventually give the sense of touch back to people who've lost their limbs. Dubbed the E-skin, it's built from tiny nano wires constructed out of entirely artificial material. But its creators say it mimics the sensitivity of human touch. Michael Edwards has this report.
Prosthetic limb technology has come a long way in recent years. Artificial hands have fingers capable of fine motor skills. Artificial legs can be designed to mimic the actions of walking and running. And now scientists from the University of California, Berkeley, have developed an artificial skin which can replicate the sensation of touch. It's called eSkin, and it's been developed through the use of nanotechnology. Nanotechnology experts say it's possible that eSkin could eventually be used to restore the sensation of touch to amputees. Professor Michael Corti is the director of the Institute for Nanoscale Technology at the University of Technology, Sydney.
The basic idea of impregnating a polymer with wires and making a kind of pressure-sensitive film out of it is very big technology. The various touchscreen consumer devices around show what can be done with various kinds of pressure-sensitive coatings. Obviously, this is a flexible one, so in principle, this coating could be molded over, well, a hand, I guess.
Previously, scientists have had to produce artificial skin from organic materials because of their flexibility. The eSkin is able to maintain flexibility because it uses the microscopic nanowires. Researchers say the use of nanotechnology will also make it cheaper to produce. Professor Michael Corti says there's a limitless scope for nanotechnology when it comes to medical science.
There's a whole range of stuff from active to passive. So a passive thing, for example, would be a stent, the surface of which has been coated with molecules that would maybe render it more biocompatible or even deliver an antibiotic. So those are out there in the marketplace. Those are passive. And then we go to the active stuff, which would actually send an electrical signal into your body, basically to your brain, and give you the sensation of, well, hearing, of course, sight, maybe, touch, possibly, movement.
But with every breakthrough in medical nanotechnology comes concerns of unforeseen consequences. Professor Thomas Faunce from the Australian National University is an expert on nanotechnology regulation.
There's often a sort of misunderstanding in the popular imagination that nanotechnology is a problem, but it's not. It really has the capacity to solve a lot of the major public health problems that we face. Not only will nanotechnology facilitate a whole range of new and valuable medicines, but it has the potential to provide us with much more useful solar energy capture and storage devices with water purification and soil purification mechanisms, better, more resilient building materials, so harder and with more flexibility. So there's a whole range of applications of nanotechnology that can really help us solve some of the major environmental and public health problems that we currently face.
So why the fears?
Partly the public concern is fueled by the novelty of these things. Partly it's fueled by science, that they know that there are particular particles that cause problems. And to some extent, although not as much, it's fueled by the fact that regulation appears to be running to try and catch up with industrial developments. And they've seen this happen in other areas like genetically modified food, and they're wondering whether it's the same sort of paradigm playing out. And people like me are a bit worried that if this is not addressed properly, then nanotechnology won't be able to take on its very valuable role of actually helping solve some of the major problems that we have today, like pollution and climate change, water and food security, energy production.
Professor Thomas Faunce from the Australian National University, ending Michael Edwards' report.